Rabbeinazal bases this Torah on a pasuk in Daniel. The pasuk says, "V'rabin miyishenei adma sofar yakitzu." Most of those who are sleeping in the ground will wake up. Eile l'chayei olam. Some will wake up for chayei olam, which refers to chayei olam haba, Gan Eden. In other words, to life, a life of simcha. Ve'ele lecherpois uledeiroin olam. And some will wake up to shame and embarrassment, eternal embarrassment. Now note interestingly that this is what the pasuk uses to describe Gan Eden versus Gehenim. Gehenim is an Indian of busha, boishes, the wrong kind of boishes, Rachman al-Islam. Gan Eden is referred to as Yaim Shekulei Shabbos, the opposite, an Indian of chiyas, chayim, an Indian of chayim. Okay, Rabbeinu Zal says, Al Yidei Shenis Oyeres. Now the Meforshim they bring that Verabim, note it says Verabim, not Vekulam, Verabim, that there are those who will not wake up, Rachmon al Islam. Al Yidei Shenis Oyeres Seichel Chodosh Bavoides Hashem, Mashalei Hoyonoida Adato. Whenever there is aroused a new Seichel in Avoides Hashem, a new idea, a new concept in Avoides Hashem, which was not around previously, which was not known up to that point, Al Yidei Zeh, that causes that Rabim Yishenei Adma Sofar Yakitzu, that causes that many of those who are sleeping in the ground wake up. Ach Eile Lechayei Olam, Ve'Eile Lecherpo Yisal Deiroin Olam. Some wake up to life, to a good, happy life, some wake up to embarrassment. Why? Because the Gemara says, Ki Tzadikim Yelchu Bom. Tzadikim go in the path of Torah, meaning she'ovdim imzeh ha'seichel as-Hashem yisporach. They serve with this new seichel, with this new concept that was revealed. They use that to serve Hashem and to bring themselves closer to Hashem. U'poishim yikoshlubom, and poishim stumble in it. Sinners stumble in this. She'enam oivdim bozeh as-Hashem yisporach. They do not use this new concept to serve Hashem. Rak shal yidei zeh he'mevazin u'mecharfen es-olam. By them, when they learn a chiddush in Torah, they use the chiddush in Torah to look down at the rest of the world. In what manner? Al she'hem yoydim yizeh as-Seichel ha-Chodosh, v'ho'ilam enam yoydim yizeh. They look down at the rest of the world over the fact that I have this knowledge, I know this concept, this chiddush, this pilpul, and the rest of the world doesn't know it. U'kemoi she'shamati, and Rabbi Nizal says, as I heard someone darshan on this pasuk, lecherpois uledeiroin oilam. What does it mean, lecherpois uledeiroin oilam? Hainu lecharef ulevazois ha'oilam. Deiroin oilam means eternal shame, eternal embarrassment. Rabbi Nizal says, lecherpois uledeiroin oilam, they shame the welt with their new knowledge. Ki eina mishtamishim im zeh seichel chodosh. They don't use this seichel chodosh. Rak levazoi sulacharef ha'olam. They use it only to insult and embarrass the world. Al yidei shehem yoydim yizeh, v'ha'olam heim reikim v'chaserim yizeh. Over the fact that they have this knowledge, and the welt lacks this knowledge, so they use this to give them a geus, they use this to give them an arrogance, chas v'shalom, against the rest of the world. Note the introduction to this. Note the piece that comes before this over here. This is talking about Uboei Sahi. There's going to come a time. This is quoting the beginning of Kapitel Yud Beis in Daniel, which comes before this pasuk. Uboei Sahi, at that time, Yamoid Michoel Hasar Hagodol Hoimed Al Bnei Amecho. Michoel, the Sar Hagodol, who stands on Bnei Yisrael, who is the Kohen Gadol in heaven, Kaviyachol, for Bnei Yisrael, will get up, v'hoisa eis tzara, and there will be an eis tzara, asher loy nihiyoso mihiyois goy ad hoisahi. Such a tzara, there was never such a tzara from when the time the Jews became a nation up to that point, u'ba'eisahi yimoleit amcho kol hanimtza kosuv ba'sefer. And at that time, your nation will be saved, your nation will be rescued, all of those whose names are written in the Sefer, those who are counted off, who are written in the Sefer, those are the ones who will be rescued, who will be saved. Exactly, as the pasuk says, Vayikosev Sefer Zikorin Lefonov, Liyire Hashem, Ulechishre Shemoi. And then the pasuk says, V'rabe Mishni Yad Masaf Yakitzu, Eilachayena Ve'ilachepois Lecharofois Ledi Roin Oilam, V'hamaskilim Yazhiru Kezoyar Horakiyah, What is it talking about over there? Which maskilim? Which are the real maskilim? The matzdikei rabim. Those who are zeichah, they always look for the good in the rabim. Not that the more they learn, the more they increase their knowledge, so they say they poke fun at the world. The more knowledgeable they become, the more they use their knowledge to find nekudos taivos in the people, to judge the Am Yisrael as a whole, the kavzchus, and to be able to bring people into kavzchus, which is the opposite of these people, where they use it, they use this new seichel, chas v'shalom, to do damage, to insult the world, to look down at the world in a bad way, in an arrogant way. By us, when we talk, when Rabbeinu Zal in his forum, or Rabbeinu Zal talks against the world, he's not talking in an insulting way, he's talking in a constructive way. He wants you to know how different the tzaddikim are from the hamoinam, how different the chassidim are from the hamoinam, so that you'll know how to deal with it. You'll know that you're the ones who are responsible to go out and help them. They're not the ones who are going to be blamed for sinning. It's the leaders that get blamed. Who are the leaders of Klal Yisrael? The Talmidei Chachamim, those who are mekusha to the tzaddikim, those are the ones who are responsible.
What does it mean over there? Those who are written down in the sefer will be saved.
Meaning those who are close to Hashem, those who are, as the pasuk says there, because it says what liyirei Hashem ulechay sheshmai, those who fear Hashem and respect Him. Those are the ones, kaviyachu, who are written down in Hashem's sefer.
Let's talk about an Eis Tzara for the Jews.
Exactly. That there's going to come an Eis Tzara when what? When there are going to be people where the more they learn, the more they're going to use it to insult the world. Imagine how destructive that is. In other words, the more knowledgeable they become, it's not going to bring them closer to the Welt, that they'll be able to use their knowledge to be Makarav Nefoshes. On the contrary, the more flum they become, the more they're going to separate the Hamoin Am. The more Pirud, Chas V'Shalom, they'll be in Bnei Yisrael. They use their learning to be Mecharif U'Megadev, Chas V'Shalom.
So in the Neil, this is talking about there will come a time, meaning like at the end...
Exactly.
But we're using this now to refer to, not just at that one specific point in time, we use it to refer to something that goes on.
Exactly.
So the part of Rab Mishenei Ad Masafri Akitsu, how does that fit into anything today, or that's...
No, Rabbeinu Zal doesn't mention that. Rabbeinu Zal doesn't reference that in the Torah.
Listen, would you say that, I think it's stretching the point too far, that these people would be like in the category of Bilam? The sea knew the Torah, but he didn't practice the mitzvah.
For sure. That's an example of it, of a person who's knowledgeable, and yet it doesn't bring him closer to Hashem. The knowledge doesn't bring him closer to Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Next, Torah Kufayin Beis. Rabbeinu Zal says, note, just the beginning, the first sentence here, you picture Rabbeinu Zal starts off like this, he's going to give you the solution to every problem in the world. Rabbeinu Zal begins by saying, Kol hachesroinois sheyesh lo'odom, any chisorin that a person has, hein bonim, whether it be children, oi parnoso, whether it be parnoso, oi brios, or health, anything at all, period. Now note, in other words, this is what he's about to discuss. Any chesaron you possibly have, what? He's going to explain. Hakol hu mitzad ha'odam bi'atzmoi. It's all dependent upon the person himself. It's all coming from the person's side. It's all mitzad the mekabel, not mitzad the mashpia. It's all from the side of the recipient, not from the side of the one who's giving. Why Rabbeinu Zal says ki oir Hashem yisporach shoyfeya olov tamid, because the light of Hashem is in a constant state of beaming in on us. Ach ha'odom al yidei ma'asov haroim, but a person through his bad deeds oise tzeil liatzmoi, he generates a shadow for himself. She'ein magialov oir Hashem yisporach, by which he does not allow the light of Hashem to reach him. Ulafi ma'asav, and according to his deeds, keinasa hatzel hamoineo oir Hashem yisporach. That's what determines what level, what degree this shadow has, this blockage has. Umagialoi hachisoroim lefi hamaise she'al yodo nasa hatzel, and his deficiency is comparable to whatever act it was that caused this shadow to be generated. This block, a shadow is a blockage of light, where the light isn't coming through. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vehine hatzel humidovar gashmi she'omed neged dovar ruchmi." What generates a shadow when you have a physical type item standing in front of a spiritual type item? Hainu dovar shehu dak mimenu. In other words, meaning something that's more refined than it. When you have a less refined item in front of a more refined item, that's what generates a shadow. For example, a good example would be geshem eitz vo'even, rain or wood or a stone, neged oir halavono oir achamo, opposite the light of the moon or the sun, oiset sail, that casts a shadow. That's a blockage whereby you can't look through the rain at the sun, you can't look through the piece of wood at the sun, you can't look through the stone, because these items block the light of the sun. When the sun's rays hit them, it casts a darkness, not a light. It doesn't, they are not transparent. They don't allow the light to pass through them. They cast this darkness. V'chein likui chamo ulavono, so too the eclipse of the sun or the moon, al yedei tzeil ha'oretz, which is caused through the shade of the earth, through the blockage of the earth. V'chein hachamo bi'atzmo neged ma shelom ala mimenu hu gashmiyis v'oiset tzeil negdoi. Rabbi Nezal says, so too the sun itself, compared to that which is above it, the upper worlds, the Alam Hayitzira, the other worlds, obviously the sun casts a shadow, blocking the light of these upper worlds from being able to reach us. Valkain, and therefore Rabbi Nezal says, Ho'odam, the person, kifi gashmiyusai, ukifi masov, according to how much gashmius a person is made up of, and according to his deeds, Cain oiset sail biatzmoi, in that manner he generates a shadow for himself, shemoinea mimenu oyer v'shefa shal Hashem yisporach, whereby he puts up an obstacle to prevent the light and shefa of Hashem from beaming through. Avol, now okay, that's the problem. We have identified and defined the problem beautifully. What's the solution? The solution is, Avol im ha'odam mevatel atzmoi. But if a person is zeiche to be mevatel himself, to make himself literally nothing, ve'enoi klal mize ha'olam, and the person is not at all part of this world, he physically removes any hookup between gashmius and himself, azai enoi oisetzel. Then that person does not cause, there's nothing whatsoever blocking the light of Hashem from getting through to him. Umekabel oyer Hashem yisporach. And that person is zeiche to receive the oyer of Hashem. Period. Now Rabbi Nezal says, this is the concept of what the Pasuk says, Ivele sodom tesalef darkoi, vel Hashem yisaf liboi. The stupidity of a person blinds his ways, and then he goes, screams and complains to Hashem. Who Hashem's shefa is constant. Bonim, parnot, all of these things are, in other words, by Hashem kaviyochel, there's no concept of shinui. It's not like Hashem had a bad day today and he didn't make money. By Hashem kaviyochel, there's a constant flow of shefa. Any change that we feel is obviously a change based on us. The changes, the degrees and levels of everything, all is tuned by us.
According to this passage,
the
gashmius is what blocks the shefa of
Hashem. Definitely.
And my question is, what's the reality of the situation? I mean, how many people? How many from these bread with salt and water? I mean,
the answer is, the Torah doesn't necessarily say that you're only permitted to eat bread and water, but the Torah says you have to have a mentality where you would be capable of eating bread and water without complaining whatsoever. The concept of histatkos, the concept of not making a commitment to gashmius, not being committed where I know if I were forced to live in an apartment where in order to live close to a tzaddik emes, I'm forced to live in an apartment which is not necessarily what I've been used to, what I've been brought up on most of my life, I'm willing to make that commitment for religion. If in order for me to get to Eretz Yisrael and to get to be with tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, I have to go through a sacrifice, I can't stay in the Intercontinental Hotel, I can't stay in the Hilton Hotel, I have to stay in a yeshiva where the accommodations aren't that souped up, and a bed that's not necessarily to my... person has to be willing to show that his commitment is to Ruchnius, not to Gashmius. That's what it's saying. To be Mevatel, the Gashmius means, not this, it doesn't mean not to wear clothes, walk around naked because I'm on such a high level of light, I don't need clothes. But it means to be on a level where you understand what priorities are. That's what we're saying. That's really what we're saying. Now Rabbi Nezal says, V'ikor oyer Hashem Yisborach, what is the main light of Hashem? Hu ha-kavoid. The main oyer of Hashem is kavoid. Ki kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu leibora ela lechvoidoi. We know the fact that the Gemara says that whatever Hashem created, the whole Bria was for kavod, for the kavod of Hashem. Kama Shekhazva, as the pasuk says, lechvoidi berosiv yitzartiv af hasisiv. That all the Eilamais, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, and even Atzilus, were created for the kavod of Hashem. V'zeh meloi kol ha'oretz kavodai. That's what it means when it says meloi kol ha'oretz kavodai. Hainu. Imhu meloi kol ha'oretz. If a person is zeicha to be meloi means full. Meloi also means from not. Meloi kol ha'oretz. If I am not the whole earth, if I am not geiris, the whole earth, if I look away, I nullify, I reject the whole world, the whole gashmias, the whole earthliness. She'enoi klal nizeh ha'ilom, azay mekabel oyer Hashem yisporach shehu ha'kavoid. That's when the person is zeicha to be able to receive the light of Hashem, which is kavoid. V'zeh kavoid chachomim yincholu. That's why the pasuk says, who are the ones who are zeicha to kavoid? Chachomim. Why chachomim? Ki ha-chachma me'ayin temotzei. Because chachma comes from ayin, from nothingness, from bitul. That's where chachma comes from. That's why malay chol haaretz kevoidai, one who is zeicha to this concept of bitul, of malay chol haaretz, everything gashmi is, he doesn't let it take on too much significance. That's a person who is zeicha to kevoidai, to the kevoid of Hashem. V'alkein, and that's why ha-chachomim shehem ayin, those chachomim who are zeichet rebechina of ayin, zeichem lekavoid, they are zeichet lekavoid, al yedei she'enom oisim tse lahafsik, because they do not generate any shadow which blocks the light of Hashem, ki ein lohem shum gashmias, because they do not have any gashmias. What kind of person are we talking about? Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who the Gemara says he was much richer than the Emperor of Rome, and yet before he passed away, he picked up his 10 fingers to heaven, and he said, I swear that not one of these 10 fingers had any hanor, any pleasure from this world. Did he mean that he never ate anything in this world? He never drank? He never put on clothes? Chas v'shalom. He did all of those things, and yet it wasn't a physical hanor. He ate for the kavod of Hashem. He slept, he bought nice clothes, not for his own kavod, for the kavod of Hashem. I'm a Jew, I represent Hashem, I don't want to look like a slob. Not because I'm afraid that if I look like a slob, they're going to say, Nussan is a moron, or this. That's not a big deal, it doesn't make a difference, because the truth is, if they say anything less than that, they're lying. We're all morons, we're all zeros, literally, that's what Rabbi Nezal is saying here. The only thing I'm concerned about is the kavod of Hashem. That's something to be concerned about. When we say in Rosh Chodesh Ben Shemini, one of the items that we say is Chaim Sheyesh Bohem Oisher V'Chavoid, we don't mean Chas V'Shalom, we don't mean Kavoid that people should say, I'm great, this, that. We mean what Rabbi Nezal is referring to in this Torah, that the Ikar Oyer of Hashem, there's a passage which says, V'Ho'oret Seira Mechvoidai, that the Oyer of Hashem, the main Oyer of Hashem is Kavoid. That's what we're talking about, to be able to receive this Oyer of Hashem and to return it completely to Hashem, not to take it personally, not to take any of the Kavod personally. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Ukisha Hashem Yisborach Mare Ponim Selchakois Kaviyochol. When Hashem shows a pleasant face, a smile, when Hashem Kaviyochol shows a smile, Chaim v'toivo la'olam. That signifies life and goodness to the world. Ulehepech, and chas v'sholom, when Hashem shows ponin zayafos, an angry face, chas v'sholom, lehepech chas v'sholom. That signifies chas v'sholom, the opposite of life and the opposite of good. And Rabbi Elazar says, V'chein ha-tzadik, so too with the tzadik. Kishemar eponim sechakos, when the tzadik shows a happy face, hu toiv, it's very good, he is mashpia toiv to the world. V'chein lehepech, and so too the opposite. This is pshat in the pasuk. Re'ei nosati lifneichem hayoyim. Look, I have presented before you today esachayim v'esatoiv, esamoves v'esora. Haynu lifneichem means before you. Lifneichem also means leponim shelochem. Hashem addresses the tzaddikim. Re'ei nosati lifneichem. I have given into your faces. Which faces? The faces of Bnei Yisrael. V'amech kulam tzaddikim. Each and every Jew has a power within his face to be zeicher. If he puts on a ponim seichakos, if he puts on a face of simcha, constant simcha, that person is mashpia toiv and chayim to the world. If a person puts on chas v'shalom the opposite kind of face, that person is chas v'shalom mashpia ra, chas v'shalom. Because this item, rain, who is he talking to over there? He was addressing, Moshe Rabbeinu was addressing the entire Klal Yisrael. V'amech kulam tzadikim. Each and every person has this zechia. Imagine a person could get credit for being mashpia toiv to the world, or chas v'shalom the opposite, just if he zeicher to be mekayim the words in Perkei Avos, have a mekabel as kol hodon b'sever ponim yafos, that receive every person with a smile. Halavai, we should be zeicher to get to do this b'pshitas of etnimus. Literally, from the second we wake up in the morning, especially when we see each other, that's the least. There it's a halacha, it's a question of halacha. Each guy has to light up, feel achias, has to be able to say shehechiyono or mechaya mesim in seeing one of us. But even without that, bechlal, here's a question. Rav Enazal says you have an opportunity to be mashpia, to bring good into the world or to bring bad into the world just by how your face looks. That's on a low level. The tzaddik emes, certainly if a person is zeicher to do something, to get a tzaddik to smile, to get a Rebbe Yechayim, we came back from Uman, we told them we were there, and we got to see a broad smile, that's obviously mashpia chayim and toiv to the world.
Listen, Shlomo Melech says initially that your countenance, you know, the way your heart looks.
Exactly. What's the wording in the pasuk? Because the Zohar Kodesh quotes the same thing in Aramaic. The Zohar Kodesh says, we once mentioned the story that one of the Tanoim came into Rabbi Shimon Yochayzal and he told him, Michezu da anpach, from the appearance of your face, I can tell what's in your heart, that your heart is troubled, very troubled with something. You just learned something and it's bothering you, and I can tell by looking at your face. And you have the case of Rabbi Elazar says, Leiv Sameach Yetiv Ponim. Ah, that's probably what you're talking about. Leiv Sameach Yetiv Ponim. That a happy heart brings forth a good face. Oyer, Vayalakimesa, Oyer Kitoiv, Yetiv Ponim is Oyer.
On these three particular items that Rabbi Elazar brings, Bonim, Oipanos, Oibrius, it seems to me that that correlates to, isn't there like more Bonim, Chayim, Mizayin, whatever?
Exactly.
But over there, it's brought as being totally not at all on Schussen, but right. On Maslow.
Maslow. What is Maslow? What is Maslow? What is Maslow over there? Which sphera?
Keser.
Keser, which is Beetle, Ayin. That's exactly what the Gemara says there, that these three items are totally in Maslow, which is the Bechina of Keser, the Bechina of Ayin, and that's what he's talking about here. Mm-hmm. That if you are Mavatel yourself, you make yourself nothing, no Gashmis, you're literally going up to Maslow. Maslow is three times with Kevokke, corresponding to these three items which come from it. That's the Keser. That's literally it. Exactly.
You can look at Maslow.
A literal translation? I really don't know. Anybody?
Maslow?
No, that definitely does not mean luck.
No, but Maslow is translation.
Constellation? Yeah, that's a word for Mazolas. Just that's a second.
Fate.
Fate. That's a word that could be applied here. But the Zohar Kodesh says that it doesn't mean fate, it means keser. Maslow here means keser. Baruch Hashem. Torah Kufayin Gimel. Rav Enizal says, Al Yedei, now note again, we're talking about Breslov. Breslov means, Rav Nosazal once told his Talmidim, Unzer Diburim, Azir Shmelt Zenishmet His Boredos, Menachach Donish Mekana, which means, you learn something like, this isn't something cute to learn. This is baloney. He's talking to each one of us, Lamaisa. You should know that this is the story in life. Now you know how to. Now you know what to ask for. I just described to you how Shefa works in the world, what's important, what's not, how you yourself could bring 99% of the problems you have are totally self-inflicted, whereby you literally are in a position to determine your own fate as far as anything, zivig, bonin, parnosa, everything. So the ball is in your hands, and it's totally in how mature you are, how intelligent you are, how capable you are in studying. You know that there are these two things. There's cake and soda and women and baloney, all the zhlub part of life. And there's the kiddusha, there's the learning, the hispidus, the mitzvahs, the tefillin, the mikvah, all of those things. Now let's see you look at it like a mensch and be able to do the eating and sleeping, but to be mevatel it, where it shouldn't have any major significance. Person watches TV, have one person who's like, he has a commitment to it. It's the same kind of term that you apply to Torah, kvius. By him, he's nik kavua, means tied, like locked in. Your koivea usikati miyosei b'mokim nemo, and you know, to put a spike in the ground, like locked in. Not to lock yourself, not to commit yourself to TV, to food, to those things. Whereas just the opposite. You get a person where his half hour a day that he learns Mishnayos, he's committed. The phone could ring, the house could fall down, nothing. The world's, in other words, the world, the whole Gashmiistic world has to wait until my ruchnius is finished, until my learning is finished. There can be a fire, the world can blow up, nothing. I'm in my half hour of Mishnayos, I'm in my learning. Nothing, nobody counts. Nothing supersedes that.
Listen, you know, Rav Shavish Rabban Zal once against a Jew, saying he's a victim of circumstances, he can't change his fate. He says that's atheism, no doubt about it, it's atheism, and it puts a person out of
that's exactly what he's addressing here, and it's based on a pasuk in the Torah. A pasuk says, Yivela Selman, that you yourself mess yourself up, and then you go complain to Hashem, why don't I have children? Why did 6 million die? Why did the Jews have to go down in Egypt? Who determined it? The Jews. Bnei Yisrael made the determination. Torah Kufayim Gimel. Rabbeinu Zal says, Al Yidei Haksav. Cold? Okay. Al Yidei Haksav, through the handwriting of a person, Yochel Hatzadik Ho'emes, a Tzadik Ho'emes can, Lahakir Hanefesh, Upninius Hanefesh, Shelakosev. Through the handwriting of a person, a tzaddik emes can tell two things. He can tell the nefesh of the person, that's item number one. Item number two is the pnimius hanefesh of the one who wrote it, period. Now note, Rabbi Zal gave a very big chashivas to handwriting. When he showed Saul and me, I don't know if he showed other people here, the letters of Rav Koch Rabbi Zal, he mentioned that you know that this was a sefer. In other words, his handwriting, a very unusually beautiful handwriting. There is very much chashivas in the handwriting, as we're about to see. What? How can you tell? Note, he said here, Hatzadik Remes, this doesn't apply to us. In other words, this isn't the kind of thing where we can look at a handwriting because he writes neater on... That's baloney. This means a tzaddik emes has a power of being able to look at a handwriting and be able to see these things that we're going to describe now. Rabbi is also... He can see the nefesh and the pnimius hanefesh. V'ho emuna v'sheiresh emuna shelai. And he can recognize the emuna of the person and the sheiresh emuna of the person. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki yesh b'chinas sheiresh emuna. There is a concept of a root of emuna, a source of faith. Ki ho emuna bi'atzma yesh lo chiyus v'sheiresh. Emuna itself has a life to itself, it has a living force to itself, and it has an origin. There is a mokar of emuna, there is a mokar from which emuna emanates, it flows. Dehainu, Rabbi Nezal says, Sheyesh Oilam Emuna. There is a Bechina. There is a Bechina of a world of Emuna. Shemisham Nilkach Emuna. From that place, a person draws Emuna. Va'oilam Ho Emuna Yeshlei Gamkein Emuna Bashem Yisporach. And this Oilam Ho Emuna also has faith in Hashem. וזה בחינס שירש או אמונה, שהיא בחינס פנימי יש אמונה. This is the concept of the root of Emunah, the source of Emunah, which is the Pnimius of Emunah, Vehi Bechinas Pnimius HaNefesh. And this corresponds with the innermost part of the Nefesh. Rabbi Nassau can explain. Ki HaNefesh Voho Emunah Heim Bechinas Achas. Because the Nefesh and Emunah are one Bechina. Which sphera is Emunah? Which sphera is Nefesh? Prove it. Nafshi yotzo bedabroi, dibur, malchus. And nefesh is also five times elikim. The word nefesh is bigimatria five times elikim, which stands for malchus. If you recall, Rabbi Zal once said on a Shabbos here, he was talking about the kaisel marovi. The kaisel, the Gemara says, it's tel shehakoel ponemboi. It's a mound. M-O-U-N-D, a mound of ground, which all eyes are turned to. All eyes draw their Shefa from there. Who's the one who disseminates Shefa to the whole world? The Malchus. The word tail is Tof Lamed is Begimatria five times Elikim, which represents the Shechina. This is what Rabbi Zal said that time. Rabbi Zal says, Ki ha-nefesh vo-emunah he-bechina sachas. Nefesh and emunah are one bechina. K'may shekos, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Nafshi ivisicho balayla. My nefesh once desires you, Hashem, at night. Nafshi at night? Uchsiv ve-emunoscho balaylois. Emunah is also night, a bechina of night. Malchus, darkness, the moon, the leslami garmoklum. Vayidei, period. So we see that Nefesh and Emunah are one Bechina. So when we said that the Tzaddik, by looking at a person's handwriting, can tell the Nefesh and the Pnimius HaNefesh, it means he can tell the Emunah and the Pnimius HaEmunah. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Vayidei Haksav, through the handwriting of a person, Efshar Lahakir HaNefesh uPnimius HaNefesh, Shehi Bechinas Pnimius HaEmunah Kanal. It's possible to be able to recognize the Nefesh and Pnimius HaNefesh, which is the Pnimius HaEmunah, as we explained before. The Bechinas, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, on the first word in the Aseres HaDibrois, the word Onoichi, the Bechinas Onoichi, Shamru Chazal, the Gemara says in Shabbos that the word Onoichi is the first letters of Ano Nafshi Ksovis Yehovis. Hashem says, I have placed my Nefesh in my handwriting. In the inscription of the Luchos, Kaviyochel, Hashem placed his Nefesh. Hainu shehakoisev noisein nafshoi b'seich haksav. When a person writes a letter to a person, he's actually placing his nefesh into that ksav. V'gam pnimius nafshoi. Not just the nefesh, but the pnimius hanefesh also. Ki isa b'zoyer HaKadosh, because it's found in the Zoyer HaKadosh. The Zoyer HaKadosh makes a distinction between two terms, the word ani and the word anoichi. The Zoyer HaKadosh says, ani nutrikin Ano Nafshi Yehovis. The word Ani is the first letters I, my Nefesh, give. Do Shchinto Chitzonius. The Zohar HaKadosh says the word Ani refers to the outside Shechina. The lower Shechina is Ani, Malchus. Onoichi Do Shchinto Pnimius. The word Onoichi refers to the upper Shechina. The word Onoichi, just a second from what I recall, the word Anoichi is Bigimatria Elikim. The word Anoichi with the letters, with the Kaleo, is Bigimatria Elikim. This is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Anoichi is the upper Shechina, Ani is the Malchus, Ani is the lower Shechina. Anoichi do Shechinta Pnimius. Nimtzo Shehaksav Marames al Bechinas Shechinta Pnimius. So we see that the handwriting Ani was without Ksovis. Onoichi is Ksovis. Onoichi signifies the Pnimius HaNefesh, the Pnimius of the Shechina. So through the Ksav is recognized that the Ksav is Marames on the Shechinta Pnimius. V'chein Isa be'Eitz Chaim, it's also found in the Sefer Eitz Chaim of the Kisvei Arizal, Le'inyin Hislapshus Ho'olamos, regarding the cloaking of Hashem's light within the different worlds, Shehakeser hi Pnimius HaNefesh. The Arizal says that the Keser signifies Kaviyochel, the Pnimius of the Nefesh of Hashem Kaviyochel. The Keser signifies the inner part of the Nefesh of Hashem Kaviyochel. The Hakof hu bechinas keser. We know that the letter chaf signifies keser, kemuva la'el, as was brought in a previous Tanya Hilchot Imran, that kaf stands for ksavis, which refers to the upper shechina. Anechi was the upper shechina, the previous shechina. Ki hashechina hi bechinas nefesh ki adua. Because we know that the shechina is the bechinas nefesh. Now you know why. Where is the shechina found? By the Kaisel Marovi. The Gemara says, Leizos Shchinta meha Kaisel Marovi. Kaisel, tail, chaf vav. This is the tail, the nefesh of chaf vav, of Hashem Kaviyochal. That's the Shchina. Ki Hashchina mechasavish ki yadua, nimtza. So what do we see from here? Shal yidei haksav hu bechinas. Ki yidei haksav shehu bechinas kof. Through the handwriting, which is the bechina of the letter chaf. Nizgale venire bechinas primius hanefesh primius hamuna kanal is revealed and can be visible the primius hanefesh of the author and the primius hamuna of the author. Rabbi Nizal says now vahadibur the note ani refers to malchus, ani refers to keser ayin. It's the same letters ani and ayin, referring to the malchus and to the keser at the same time.
One thing that Anochi contains within it also, because we said that for the Yiksav we have both the
100%. In other words, that's the symbolism that Anochi is Anochi and Ani. You can see the Panimius HaNefesh and the Nefesh itself within Anochi. Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yehavis.
Listen, what about Aye? Does that pertain to like Keser? Aye, like where are you?
Aye, definitely. Aleph Yud Hey. The letter Aleph stands for Keser, Pele. The Yud is Chachma, the Hey is Bina. That's Mazla, that upper sphere, Aye. Where, that concept of where, 100%. And what's the Aye is one, what's higher than Aye? Ayeko, that was told to Otam HaRishon. Ayeko was with the letter Chaf inside of it. Ayeko is a higher level than that. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about that, look at the Anachas. Okay, just a second. V'hadibur shenedaberim hatzadiko, period. That's the ksav of a person through which the tzaddik can recognize the nefesh, the pinyas nefesh, the emunah, which means, obviously, Rabbi Nizal here is condoning the concept of writing to a tzaddik. People wrote ksavim. Rabbi Nosson Zal wrote a letter to Rabbi Nizal one time. He couldn't get to him. He wrote him a letter because in the letter the tzaddik can see, just like when you have vidui dvarim in front of a tzaddik, you're showing him yourself. In a letter also, a tzaddik has the power to be able to see in the letter the nefesh, the primius nefesh, the emunah, the primius emunah of the person. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "V'hadibur shemedaber im hatzadik u'amiti, hu b'mayle gedoylo mehaksav." As great as ksav is, dibur is much better. The dibur that a person is zeichin to speak to a tzadik u'amiti, that's much better. Ki haksav einoy rak pe'ulas hanefesh. The ksav is a product of the nefesh. It's a result of the nefesh. And through the product, the tzaddik can tell what generated the product. By a Talmud, Chochmas Adam Torah Panav, you look at the Talmud, you see who the Rebbe was. You look at the handwriting, you see who the Rebbe in the handwriting was, the author was. Whereas v'hadibur hu hanefesh bi'atzmoi. Dibur, that is the actual nefesh itself. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, nafshi yotzo bedabroi. My nefesh comes out when I speak. When I speak, the words are actually parts of my nefesh coming out. V'af al pi shehadibur hu dovor she'ein boi mamish. Although dibur is something which is not tangible, you can't touch it like you can touch our handwriting. Af al pi kein, still. Machmas shehu tzadik emes, because the one whom he's speaking to in this case is a tzadik emes. V'hadibur hu mohus hanefesh bi'atzmo, and the dibur is the actual mohus. What's the English word for mohus?
Substance
of the nefesh. Al kein yochay lirois mohus hanefesh bi'atzmo. Therefore, a tzaddik through the dibur can identify the exact substance of that person's nefesh, which means obviously that it's very, very, very significant for us to be zeiche to get to speak to tzaddikim. If we were told by our Rebbe Zechon of Rochel that Rebbe Elio Chaim Shlita is a tzaddik, it's very significant, very important for us to speak to him. If we're told that Reb Michal is a tzaddik, Reb Kalman is a tzaddik, these people are tzaddikim amitiyim, it's of extreme importance, extreme significance to be zeiche to speak to them, so that when we speak, they can identify the mohus of our nefesh, they can identify how to help us. We should be zeicha to speak to tzaddikim, to write to tzaddikim, and be zeicha thereby to get to be helped by tzaddikim.
What is it in the ksav that the tzaddik identifies? Is it the type of the handwriting? Is it what's written?
Maybe both. In other words, meets in a logical manner, in other words, from a practical sense, it's both. Number one, by the substance that's being written, in other words, to write, you're putting your whole head into your writing, you're thinking of every word that you're doing, you're giving a picture of yourself. In the technical handwriting, you see that people have totally different handwritings. There are people who have arrogant handwritings, there are people who have very confined. I'm saying each one has a different style, that's for starters, which means again, so everybody's going to start writing tiny. That's obviously not the catch to it either. It means it's you know, something which tzaddik and amitim can tell. It's not something that we can identify, period.
Anything where we have a neat handwriting?
Excuse me? For sure, I'm saying there's no question about it at all, that that also shows something about a person, as you'll see in actuality. People, you look at a person's handwriting, you can tell how that person dresses. No.
Just look at doctors.
Oh, no, doctors. Doctors, you can't read their handwriting. They're supposed to write in a manner that you can't read. Look at their nefesh.
Well, isn't that case, ksav would be much better than dibur, because you're actually putting your head into it before.
No. Rabbi Nizal says that ksav is a product of the nefesh, dibur is the nefesh. That's the way he splits it out. Note again what the zechi is, if you're zechi to daven to Hashem, that's mesiras nefesh. Literally, you're giving over your nefesh to Hashem. Each word of Torah, word of tefillah, is a bit of mesiras nefesh.
Writing down something, looking it over.
True also. It's a bechin of nefesh. Person writes down Divrei Torah and then he himself reads his own Divrei Torah. That's a bechina of communication within himself. He's communicating to himself. Okay, let's try to do one more Torah. 5 minutes, we're finished. Torah Kuf Ayin Dalet. This Torah is significant. We've referenced it many times. Now we're zecher to see the words inside. Rabbi Nizal says, "Kishadin in Chas v'Shalom Goyvrim al Adam." When the din is, when judgment from Hashem, Gvura, is Goyver against the person, Chas v'Shalom, it attacks the person, it multiplies against the person. Ein lahamispalel avuroi lahazkir shmoi. The one who is davening on behalf of that person who has these dinim is not supposed to mention that person's name. So that the din should not be activated, be further pushed, further enlarged. As is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh and in the Kisvei Arizal, Shenoyach loikora loyoviv shem be'es leidosoi. It says, if you read in the Chumash, when Noach was born, it says, and so-and-so had a son, period. And it doesn't say he named him anything. Then later on, way at the end of the parasha, it says he called him Noach, and because Al Shem Zei and Achameinu Mimasein Mitzvah Yadeinu, the Yisrael HaKadosh Nekisvei Arizal say that he didn't give him that name when he was born at the time. He waited till he got older, till he was out of the category of Nephil, that 30-day period, which is very dangerous, and then he gave a name. Why? The Zohar HaKadosh says that at that time the world was in a state of tremendous din. That's why his father didn't want to give him a name. Because by giving him a name, he would be recognized and he would be contained in a boundary whereby the Mekatregim could attack him. V'yuchlu hadinim lisgaber olav, and the din would be able to be misgaber against them, chas v'sholom. V'zeh kishehespalel Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom al Miriam, this is why when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, lo hizkir shema, he did not mention her name in tefillah, rak omar stam, he just said plain like this, kel no, refo no lo, Hashem, please cure her, pronoun, Why didn't he mention her actual name? Ki machmas sheho yu hadinin goivrin oleho, because Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see that the din was going very, very strong against her at the time. She had contacted leprosy, which is death. It's considered metzaira choshev kamei, sitra demaisa. That's why lo yirotzo lahazkir shmo beferish kanal. That's why he did not want to mention her name openly. However, the afal pikein, still, Helim Shmo Beremes Nifla Besaych Tfilosoi. Moshe Rabbeinu hid her name in a wondrous hint within his tefillah. Why? Ki no refa, because the words no refa, Begematria Miriam Yecheved, are exactly Begematria Miriam Yecheved, the person and the mother's name, which is how you daven for a person. Mechuvon mamish comes out exactly. Hainu shem hachayla, the shem ima, the sick person, and the name of her mother. Shetzorich lahaskir al hachayla kishem spal molav, which you're required to mention about a sick person when you daven for them. Ach, loy rotzo lahaskir beferish kanal. But he didn't want to mention this openly. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was able to make a determination that this was a time of din where you could not mention the name openly. Therefore, he had to be careful to daven without mentioning the name. Just as we find an item, halacha lamaisa, for us, that when a person, let's say a person is ill, but they happen to be in front of you at the time, they're in shul at the time, and you would want to make a mishaberach for the person, you're not permitted to make a mishaberach for the person when the person is in that room. Why? Because that's considered a time when the din is right there, you're not permitted to mention the person's name and a tefillah for them at the time. Only when they're not there. May I note, interestingly, Rabbi Zal has marked off in his Likut Amoran on this Torah, Nira Lani is Daiti, he's saying his own Chiddush, that it appears to him that note the words no refa are Begematria Miriam Yecheved. Moshe Rabbeinu said Kael, no refa, no lo. What are the next words? No refa is Begematria Miriam Yecheved. What are the next words? No lo. No lo is Begematria Elikim, exactly. In other words, he was Merames Hainu. Something hadinim. I don't know what the other word was, meaning implying, why am I hiding her name? Why am I not spelling her name openly? Why is her name Arumas in Norafa? Because Elikim, because this is a time when Elikim is prevalent. Therefore, I have to be careful not to mention her not name at the time. That's why I'm hinting her name in this manner of Norafa.
Which is the word that
Arumas
Elikim again?
No, the next words. Kale? No refo, no lo. Those are the words.
So every time you have to daven for a person not mentioned the name?
No. This is something which Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make a determination. We cannot necessarily... Rabbeinu is all saying, when you see a person in tremendous din, it's possible that you should not... That should be a time. Who do you ask? If you ask a tzaddik emes, maybe somebody like that, to make a determination like that, to know when you mention a person's name or not.
Have you ever seen it?
I never heard a specific case where Rabbi Zal said that. I really didn't.
Even from Saul?
I don't know. You know, he never mentioned this item specifically, that, from the, you know, now don't mention my name because there's a Bechinas Din. But Rabbi Zal is making us aware that it does exist such a concept. Baruch Hashem. So, to be continued. Now it's such a thrill, we're going through smaller type Torahs where you can cover 3-4 in a shot. Each one is a whole product. Rabbi Moshe Bezalecha, to complete the Sefer and to start again. I mentioned that I saw recently in the Kotei Halacha, it's a beautiful Chiddush. We always stress that what's unique about Breslov, there are Torah is spectacular, Torah is light, it's great, it's phenomenal. But Torah is dangerous. Torah is some chayim, some of us. The protection for Torah is tefillah. You have the Gemara in Chagiga, which says that how is a person zoichet to kiyum ha-Torah? What's another word for kiyum ha-Torah? To remember what you learn. That's another way of saying kiyum ha-Torah. How is a person zoichet to kiyum ha-Torah? When a person is zoichet to learn something 101 times. 101 times. Rav Moses, I'll explain some Kotei Halachos. Because Rabbi Nezal says, in a Torah of the Ram, Torah of Beis, Rabbi Nezal says that you have Nigla and Nista. Nigla, which correspond to Naaseh v'Nishma. Naaseh refers to Torah, Nishma is tefillah. Nistar is tefillah. Tefillah is hidden. You don't see the light. It looks dark. It's yotzer oir uvayrei choshech. It's a higher level. Tefillah is a higher level in this context. It's yotzer oir uvayrei choshech. Yetzira is oir. Bria, the higher world, is choshech. Rav Moshe Zal says the 101 times means like this. The first time you learn something, that's called Torah. You're learning Torah. The second time you learn it, you're no longer learning it. You're going after the Nistar in that item. You're going after the hidden. In other words, I've learned it. I have it. Now I'm going to look into it, to look further into it. That's the word that we use, look further into it. That's a Bechina of Tefillah. What is Shleimus of Tefillah? The Gemara says in Brachas, what is Shleimus of Tefillah? V'ato, what is Tefillah? Isha Yira Hashem Hitis Halol. Yira is Tefillah. What is Shleimus of Yira? V'ato Mo Hashem Elikech Hashem Yimcha Kim LeYira. Al Tikri Mo Elameya. V'meya Brachas, which a person makes every single day, that's the concept of Shleimus HaTefillah. The highest part of Tefillah that we have is the Shemayin Esrei. Why? Chai Berchon Nitzlaisa. It's called the 18 Brachas. But that's not the highest. The highest is 100 brachas. The largest unit of brachas, of tefillah, that we find discussed in Shas or anywhere, is 100. So what's the shleimus of tefillah? This mea. Rav Moshe Zal says, that's the side where the Gemara says it, kiyum ha-Torah, remembering the Torah is totally and learning it 101 times. That's combining Torah with tefillah. The first time is a bechinas Torah, the 100 is tefillah. Mm-hmm. Look at this person's insight into a Gemara. I'm saying,
first time is a Torah.
It's straight to, why? Because you're not going after the Nista, really. You understand? Mm-hmm. You're taking it on for the first time. Once you have it, now I'm going into it again. You can't say I'm going to get it. I'm going for something deeper in it. I'm looking, or else if I didn't believe that there was something more in it than I saw the first time, I wouldn't go over it again. When I go for the second shot, round 2 to 101 is already tefillah. It's going into it a second time. If I wish be Zaycha to combine Torah with Tefillah in both ways, in a technical terms, Hashem should allocate for us the time. Look at us. We haven't even learned. You know, I see the sound, look at their loss, and I look at myself. I haven't even learned the first time. What Rabbeinu Zal prescribes that we're supposed to be learning, Shulchan Aruch, Shas, Chumash. To know Chumash and Rashi about what I'm saying. Look, I'm speaking for myself. We're the Breslov, the big ones. Chumash Rashi we have trouble with, to memorize all the Rashis in the entire Chumash, which is baby stuff. And we're so, so far from that. Alachas Kama V'Kama, Shas with all the Rashis, and the Tosfos, and the Mefarsh, and everything. Why we should be Zeicha to be Mekayim V'Seitzah both ways. In technical terms, to learn a lot, many hours and a lot of effort, so that we get a chance to review everything, to learn what we're supposed to learn, and to get to review it physically at least 101, to get to learn it at least 101 times. And also to follow this Eitzah of combining Torah with Tefillah, which obviously brings the same results. The Gemara says in Megillah, how do you remember your learning? That's a gift from heaven. Rashi Kodesh says, "Lamai nafkamina, l'liboy rachmi tadavin." Here the Gemara says, I can't remember it unless I learned it 101 times. Here it says, the key to remembering is davin. And they're both saying the same thing. Allah ties it in, that reviewing it 101 times means the tefillah. The tefillah means reviewing it 101. So through his way to this, a person could generate what another person could get learning it 101 times. I'm going to get it by saying, Hashem, I just learned. And unfortunately, I'm such a lazy zhlub, I don't allocate enough time for learning to be able to review it physically 101 times. Let me be zecha through my tefillah to be mamshech the tzeich of zikorin, to be able to remember it the same way somebody who would learn it 101 times.
Listen, I want to ask one question. What does it play me? In the second Torah we learn, you know, we're talking about, you know, the sun, the light being blocked out by the sun.
Right.
That just talks about concealment. What about, as we've been talking about the concealment behind the concealment, like a double concealment?
Not in this Torah, in a different Torah.
Oh, another Torah.
Right. In another Torah it talks about that concept. Hastara and Hastara Shintar Hastara.
Could you give me an example of a concealment behind a concealment?
Where a person is sick and they don't even, a person Chas V'Shalom has this crazy disease that's killing out so many people in this generation. He's sick, that's a concept of concealment. The light, why is he sick? Because he's missing part of the light of Hashem, it's hidden from him. He's not even aware that he's sick. That means that the concealment is hidden from him. You understand?
Right.
It's a double concealment. That's an example.
How do you say Yira that the Maya is Altergrimma Alamaya? So how do we see Yira and
Because over there, what's the Pasuk talking about? V'ato mo Hashem al-kech Hashem yimcho. What does Hashem ask of the Jews? Kiyim li yira. Just to fear Hashem. What's another word for fear? What's Shleimus of fear of Hashem? Isha yiras Hashem, he tisam. So tefillah is Shleimus of yira. What's Shleimus of yira? Mo, mea, anova. You know, all these items. Imagine this is one paragraph in the Kutei Halacha. It's just take two Gemaras like this that have no correlation at all. Obviously, this person had such a depth of knowledge, depth of learning. Everything was crystal clear to him. The Torah spoke to him.
I had to bring up this whole topic about Kima Torah. Did you just read Torah?
Mm-hmm. I was talking about learning. Everything we learn, we should be zeharim l'kaim. Mm-hmm.